German Gate. The fact that the town evolved from a village situated on the lake decided on its characteristic shape. It too stretched along the eastern shore of the lake and basically consisted of one road. The street, called Main, was almost 2 kilometers long. In the middle of its length, it became wider, forming a kind of a marketplace. The main street was so long that its parts got their informal names. The stretch at the church was simply called Marketplace, and the part presently adjacent to the corner of Wojska Polskiego Street and Mickiewicza Street on the water tower side was called Philosopher's Causeway, as Eucke's teachers lived there. Until the 19th century, the houses of the Eucke's inhabitants reached the very lake shore. It was not until the beginning of the 20th century that the housing was put in order, a promenade marked out, and a new bridge built to the castle island. Between some main street buildings, gates were designed, leading to the lake. There had been paths providing access to the lake earlier, bearing informal names such as Cat's Path, presently Cicha, Quiet, or Bath Street. The town never had any walls around it. It was just palisaded and protected by water, the lake from the west and the river from the south. The visitors came through two gates, German, Kentschen or Potter's Gate in the 15th century from the north, and Polish from the south. From the north side, the town started with a depression, noticeable even today at the building of the ZUS, Social Security Services. Behind the German gate, the Potter's suburb was situated, where the water tower was built in 1895. Eucke's town charter was confirmed in 1669. The town's coat of arms depicts the Roman two-faced god Janus. Considering the town's location on the border, facing both Poland and German Prussia, it would be difficult to imagine a better sign. The position brought both profits of the trade and losses during war conflicts. Albrecht Hohenzollern's idea was to make Eucke a trade center, as well as Olecko, a neighboring town chartered in 1560 with a huge marketplace. The same were the reasons of establishing Augustów just on the other side of the border, chartered in 1557. While visiting Eucke, it is worth seeing the 1545 border post with a Latin inscription mentioning both King Sigismund August of Poland and Albrecht the Duke of Prussia. The location on the border resulted in the unique character of both Eucke and Mazuria. The area was inhabited by evangelic Protestants attached both to their Polish dialect and to Prussia with its rulers, the Hohenzollerns. The contemporary German historian Rudolf von Tadden asked a provoking question in one of his works. Who was a Prussian? To what extent was Prussia German? Eucke, with its Janus symbol being both Polish and German, is a perfect comment to those questions.